Listener Production.
Hey, it's Courtney Thomas with a local news briefing. Ergon Energy say they've put a massive dent in solving power supply issues across southwestern Queensland. Thousands of customers across the Darling Downs were left without power this morning after a storm ripped through last night. It's as a severe thunderstorm is likely across much of southern Queensland today. AMA Queensland claim new staff wellbeing laws is a great first step towards creating healthy and supportive work environments. Amendments to the Hospital and Health Boards Act mean local HHSs and their boards will be directly responsible for promoting a culture that supports health, safety and welfare. President Dr. Maria Bolton is now calling for action on the ground level so we can start seeing results.
We're also looking to see what sort of reporting processes will be implemented so that we know whether or not the changes are making a difference. And we're hoping that the health and wellbeing of staff is considered an action.
The alleged leader of a religious group has been committed to stand trial for a second charge of failing to provide necessities of life. Brendan Luke Stevens and 13 others have been committed to stand trial on a charge of murder arising from Elizabeth Strew's death in January. The 60-year-old appeared before the Toowoomba Magistrates Court via video link yesterday and was committed to stand trial in the district court with failure to provide necessities of life for the 8-year-old after she became severely ill with undiagnosed type 1 diabetes in July 2019. And a man has been charged and another is in hospital in a critical condition following an alleged brawl outside of a Gatton pub. Police say the fight broke out between two men as patrons were leaving the commercial hotel at about midnight on Sunday. A 26-year-old man has been charged with grievous bodily harm and is set to front court today. Investigations are continuing and police are calling for any witnesses or anyone with CCTV to come forward. And it's the daily stories that matter in under 20 minutes. Search The Briefing podcast on Listener.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.